那我们刚才唱那首诗歌用中文唱起来比用英文更难一点，是不是？
You know, it is because the music and the Chinese words are not harmonized.
那就是因为这个音乐音律和这个中文的歌词好像没有能够和谐的调在一起。
Without harmony, it will never be good and pleasant.
如果没有这个和谐的话，就永远都不会是善的和美的。
And this is actually the burden for this morning.
那这就是我今天早上的负担。
I have this burden for several times in the past 20 months.
在过去的二十个月当中，我心中有多次有这样的负担。
But I never really knew how to share it.
但我一直都不知道该怎么样的来分享它。
So I set it aside.
所以我就把它放在一边。
And now I have a little bit from the Lord how to share Psalm 133.
那我就现在我从主那里得着了一些启示，让我知道怎么样来分享诗篇133。
Let's turn our attention to Psalm 133.
让我们一同先来看诗篇133篇。
Psalm 133, Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
诗篇133篇，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard.Coming down upon the edge of his robes.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山上，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving in our heart.
亲爱的天父，我们来到您脚前的时候，心中带了感恩。
We're grateful for the mercy and grace you have bestowed upon us over this year.
我们感谢您在过去的一年当中您所给我们的恩典和怜悯。
We thank you for the brothers and sisters you gave us.
我们也感谢你赐给我们弟兄姐妹。
And we do agree with David, Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity.
那就像大卫所说的，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
We pray that this desireWill be deeply rooted in our heart.
我们祷告愿这样的一个盼望能够深深扎根在我们心中。
No matter where we are, we look for that unity among your people.
无论我们身在何处，我们愿寻求那在您子民当中的合一。
We thank you that we can be part of this unity in for which you have paid such a price.
我们感谢你，我们能有份于这合一，您为之付了何等重的代价。
Therefore, we commit this time into your hand and commit myself and my brothers into your hand.
所以我们要把下面的时间把我和我的弟兄都交在你的手中。
So we can serve in unity.
好像我们能够在合一的里面一同来侍奉。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We know that this Psalm 133 is one of A song of ascent.
那大家知道这133篇的诗篇是一首上行之诗。
The Jewish people will go to Jerusalem for three great feasts annually.
那每一年犹太人三次要上到耶路撒冷来过节。
The Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacle.
那就是除酵节、五旬节和祝棚节。
The city of Jerusalem is situated upon a hill.
那耶路撒冷城是坐落在一个高山上。
Jews traveling to the Jerusalem went up on the hill.
那去这个来到耶路撒冷的这些犹太人，他们是要来上到山上。
In other words, they came up to Jerusalem to worship the Lord.
那换句话说，他们是要上到耶路撒冷城来敬拜神。
According to some traditions,The Jewish people sang the songs of ascent as they went up to the temple in Jerusalem.
那照着犹太人的传统，他们到了耶路撒冷，是一面登圣殿山，一面要来唱上行诗。
And David was the author of the Psalm 133.
那大卫就是诗篇133篇的作者。
And out of those songs of ascents, David wrote four of them.
在这些上行诗当中，大卫写了其中的四首。
And this is one of them.
那133篇就是当中的一首。
I felt when David wrote this psalm, he had a mixed feeling about this.
那我感觉当大卫写133篇这首诗篇的时候，他里边是有一个复杂的感情。
Because in David's father's house, the brothers never dwell together in unity.
因为在大卫的父家，这些弟兄们不能够和睦同居。
David had seven other brothers.
大卫有七个弟兄。
But David and his brother never could dwell together in unity.
但大卫和他的弟兄们没有办法在和睦里同居。
Even his brother knew very well David was anointed king of Israel.
那即使当他的弟兄们看到大卫被高作以色列的王。
But when Jesse sent David,to visit his brothers in the battlefield.
但当耶西差遣大卫去到他的哥哥那里，当时以色列人正与非利士人打仗。
Without asking why was David there, his older brother said such word to David.
那甚至都没有问为什么他的哥哥就这样来对大卫说。
Why have you come down here?
你下来做什么呢？
And with whom did you leave?Those sheep in the wilderness.
在旷野的那几只羊，你交托了谁呢？
I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle.
我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意，你下来特为要看征战。
From these words, we can see David and his brother could not dwell together in unity.
那从这几句话我们就能看出大卫和他的哥哥们没有办法在合一里同居。
In David's own house,
就在大卫自己的家里。
Brothers did not dwell together in unity.
弟兄们也没有办法和睦同居。
His third son actually killed his firstborn.
他的第三子就杀了他的长子。
His seventh son Solomon killed his fourth son,Adoniah.
那他的第七子所罗门就杀了他的第四子亚多尼亚。
Two of his sons were killed by two of his other sons.
那他的儿子当中有两个被其他的他的儿子所杀。
In David's house, brothers did not dwell together in unity.
在大卫自己的家中，弟兄们也没有办法和睦同居。
So when David saw the people is of Israel,dwell together in unity during those feasts.
所以当大卫看到这些以色列人他们能够在过节的时候在一起和睦同居，
His heart was so moved.
他的心是何等的感动。
Because he knew how hard it is for brothers to dwell in unity.
因为他知道要弟兄和睦同居是何等的难。
And they saw the people of God worship together.
他也看到这些以色列人一同的来敬拜神，
share the sacrifice together，
也一同来分享祭物。
They were all together joyful，
他们在一起是何等的喜乐。
Therefore he has such an emotion in his heart，
所以在他的心中是满了这样的情感。
It's what a magnificent picture of unity that was not in his father's house nor in his own house。
这样一幅合一的图画是何等的伟大，他在自己的家中和他在父家都找不到。
Brothers and sisters, may we all treasure what David saw when he wrote the psalm.
弟兄姐妹，让我们一同能够来宝贵在大卫写这首诗歌时他所能看到的那幅图画。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
No, this Psalm 133 is a prophecy.
那这首诗篇133篇它是一个预言。
If you read the message from Peter, Apostle Peter, during the Pentecost,
那如果你读这个使徒彼得他在这个五旬节时候所讲的那篇信息，
Apostle Peter called David a prophet.
那使徒彼得就称大卫为一位先知。
And this is one of his prophecy.
这就是他的一个预言。
In his prophetic spirit, David saw there will come a person who is greater than him sitting on the throne of David.
那在这个预言的灵中，大卫就看到有一位比他更大的将要来坐在他的宝座上。
One day Christ will come, he will gain a body on this earth. In this body, all members dwell together in unity.
有一天基督要来，在地上得着一个教会，就是得着一个身体，在这个身体里面所有的肢体都要和睦同居。
They would love one another and bring glory to the Lord.
他们彼此相爱，也能把荣耀来归给神。
In his prophetic song, David described to us unity of the Spirit.
就在这个预言的诗歌当中，大卫就向我们描述了这灵里的合一。
Now, before our Lord Jesus depart from this world,
在我们主耶稣离世之前，
He had one prayer for His disciples and for those God has given to Him.
那为着他的门徒，也为着神从世上所赐给他的人，他有这样一个祷告。
He has a deep burden for the people, that remain on this earth.
就是他向着留在这地上的人有这样一个深深的负担。
He said, "I am no longer in the world."
他说：“从今以后，我不在世上。”
And yet they themselves are in the world.
他们却在世上。
And I come to you, Holy Father.
我往你那里去，圣父啊。
Keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are.
求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
This is again a prophecy.
那这又是一个预言。
Prophecy of David and the prayer of our Lord Jesus was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
那大卫的预言以及我们主耶稣他的祷告在五旬节这一天就能够应验。
At the day of Pentecost, we saw Psalm 133 fulfilled.
在五旬节这一天，我们看到诗篇133篇就能够成为现实。
A group numbering about 120 joined together in the upper room in Jerusalem.
有约120名门徒，他们就聚在耶路撒冷的一间小楼里。
Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and were baptized into one body.
他们就都被圣灵充满，被浸成为一个身子。
On the same day, God added 3,000 souls to this great body.
在同一天，神让这个身子得了3,000个灵魂。
Every day they continue.To meet together in the temple courts.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里。
They broke the bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people.
且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。
They dwell together in unity.
他们和睦同居。
Brother and sister, each time,This prophecy was fulfilled. We find God's people dwell together in unity.
弟兄姐妹，每当这个预言能够得着实现的时候，我们都看到有弟兄姐妹在一起和睦同居。
All those who love the Lord should yearn about the fulfillment of Psalm 133 on this earth.
那凡爱主的都应当盼望在这地上诗篇133篇所预言的能够成为现实。
And what the song?It's telling us.
那这首诗篇所告诉我们的是什么呢？
It had only 3 verses.
它只有三节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
We see the goodness and pleasantness of this unity.
我们就看到这个合一的善和美。
In verse 2.
在第二节。
We will see that this unity is achieved through the high priest.
我们看到合一是借着大祭司得着的。
In verse 3,
在第三节
we see the unity is achieved through the dew of Hermon.
我们就看到合一是借着黑门的甘露得着的。
So these three verses not only describe the goodness and pleasantness of this unity.
所以这三节不仅讲到了这个合一是何等的善何等的美。
But it also show us a way how to enter into this unity.
它同样也让我们看到一条道路让我们如何能够进入这个合一。
We enter this unity by the high priest.
我们是借着大祭司能够进入合一。
We enter this unity by the dew of Hermon.
我们也是借着黑门的甘露能够进入合一。
During this time of Thanksgiving, our heart was very grateful for the Lord.
那在这个感恩的季节，我们的心中对主满了感恩。
And we often think about the mercies and grace the Lord has given to us.
那我们常常想到的是主所给我们的恩典和怜悯。
But this morning, I will ask a brother and sister to look at the other way.
那早上，我想邀请弟兄姐妹从另一个角度来看这件事情。
No, we are so grateful for the Lord.
是的，我们对主是何等的感恩。
Let's look at what the Lord from us corporately.
那我们要看主，在这个团体当中为我们预备什么。
In this time of Thanksgiving, what the Lord desire from all of us?
就是在这个感恩的季节，主向我们有什么样的要求
？I believe.The unity of his people is very high on God's priority list.
那我相信这个弟兄姐妹的合一在神所要的这个名单当中是在非常高的位置。
If you really want to thank the person,
如果你真想要来感谢这一位人
you pay attention to what this person really desires.
那你就会注意这个人他真正想要什么。
So during this time of Thanksgiving,
所以在这个感恩的季节
Let's come together and see how the Lord desires the unity among his people.
所以让我们就来思想神是怎么样的在他的子民当中想要来得着这个合一
And also see that way how we enter into this unity.
也让我们能够看到我们如何能够得着这一条道路来进入合一。
Verse 1, Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
第一节，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
The word good here has a meaning of proper.
那这个善在这里它有的意思就是合宜。
It is proper for brothers to dwell in unity.
弟兄和睦同居是何等的合宜。
It is fitting for us to dwell together in unity.
那我们能够和睦同居是何等的合适。
It is not proper if we cannot dwell together in unity.
如果我们没有办法和睦同居，这事并不合宜。
The word pleasant means having qualities that give pleasure.
那这个美就是讲到拥有让人愉悦的性质。
It is often used to describe the delight.Brought forth by the harmony of music or singing.
那常常它就用来形容一首和谐的音乐或者是歌所带来的那种快乐。
That's what we experienced this morning together.
那就是早上我们一同能够来在一起经历的。
When we do not have harmony,
如果我们中间没有这样的和谐
，and we do not have pleasantness,
那我们当中就好像没有这样的一个快乐。
As we sing the English version, it's easy for us to harmonize.
那当我们来唱刚才那首用英文唱刚才那首诗歌的时候，好像我们中间就是非常和谐的。
It's better, it's more pleasant than when we sing in Chinese.
这就相比较我们用中文来唱时就更好听，也更让人愉悦。
It is proper and delightful to the Lord when brothers to dwell together in unity.
当弟兄能够和睦同居时，对主来说是合宜且让他愉悦的。
The word together.Means to be present in one place in a group.
那这个同就是讲到说我们能够相聚在一起，在一个地方。
So now, all of us are together.
所以现在我们都是一同聚在一处。
Or it also means to unite or to join one body.
那他也同时能够讲到说联合或连于同一个身体。
When the word is used as a verb, it means agree with.
那当这个词被用作动词的时候，他就讲到是彼此认同。
Or to harmonize.
或者能够彼此协调。
Togetherness is so vital to God's people.
和睦同居对神的子民来说是何等的重要。
It is so vital, there is a warning in Hebrew about this.
那它是何等的重要，甚至在希伯来当中有关于此的一个警告。
Jonathan actually mentioned that.
那Jonathan 弟兄刚刚就讲到这一点。
Not forsake the assembling together, but encouraging one another.
你们不可停止聚会，倒要彼此劝勉。
It is so important. There is such a warning in Hebrew. Do not forsake assembling together.
它是何等的重要，甚至在希伯来书当中都有这样的一个警告，你们不可停止聚会。
All the more as you see the day drawing near.
那既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Brother and sister, the day is drawing near.
弟兄姐妹，这日子就要临近。
Because of this, we cannot forsake assembling together.
那正因如此，我们不可停止聚会。
We thank the Lord for last 20 months provide a way for us to fellowship.
我们感谢主在过去20个月中他为我们提供了一个道路让我们能够在一起相聚。
Meeting virtually is not meeting together.
但在线上的相聚仍然不是我们能够面对面在一起相聚。
Because we can never harmonize with one another.Virtually.
因为在线上我们永远没有办法来彼此之间互相协调。
If we sing together on Zoom, it's neither good nor pleasant.
那如果我们在线上一起唱诗的话，它既不美妙也不让人愉悦。
No matter how hard we try,
无论我们是多么努力来尝试，
we can never harmonize with one another on Zoom.
我们没有办法在 Zoom 上来彼此协调和谐。
Not because we don't know how to sing.
并不是因为我们不知道该怎么样来唱诗。
Because we are not together.
因为我们没有能够在一起相聚。
As long as we are together, it's very simple to harmonize.
如果我们是聚在一处的话，是非常容易能够来彼此和谐。
But if we are not together, we will never be able to harmonize.
但如果我们不能聚在一处，我们永远没有办法来彼此相调。
The pleasantness of unity is through harmony.
那合一的这个愉悦是借着能够彼此和谐来得到的。
You know, the unity of the Spirit, this unity is not uniformity.
那我们所讲的合一并不是说要一致。
No, it can best describe by the unity exhibited by a symphony orchestra.
那这个最好就是能够用这个交响乐团的这个例子来比喻。
Because a symphony orchestra has so many different instruments.
因为在一个交响乐团当中有这么多不同的乐器。
I count it, it's about between 40 and 50.Different instruments.
那我数了一下，大概在交响乐团当中有40到50种不同的乐器。
They're all very different.
他们之间非常的不同。
They all sounds very different.
他们听起来的音乐也是完全不同。
The drum is very different from violin.
那一个鼓，它的声音和小提琴的声音是完全不同的。
The flute is different from the trumpet.
那这样一个这个长笛，它的这个声音和那个这个大号也是不同的。
How could they harmonize?
他们中间怎么样能够来相互协调呢？
On the surface, it's hopeless for this very different instrument to harmonize together.
那在表面来看，似乎让这种不同的乐器能够在一起彼此和谐是不可能的。
But we all knew it is very possible.
但我们却知道这件事情是可能的。
For 40 and 50 different instruments harmonized together, it's so good and so pleasant.
当这四五十种乐器能够彼此和谐的调和在一起时，是何等的善，何等的美。
I used to travel to Amsterdam very often.
那我以前常常要去阿姆斯特丹旅行。
One thing I love to do in Amsterdam.
那我最喜欢做的在阿姆斯特丹的一件事就是
go to that concert hall.
就是去到这个音乐厅。
They had a symphony orchestra that is ranked number one in the world.
因为那里的交响乐团是在世界上排名第一位的。
When you sat in that concert hall,
当你坐在那个音乐厅当中的时候
，then you listen to the harmony of 40 to 50 instruments。
当你能够听到四五十种乐器一起和谐的演奏
，it is so good and so pleasant。
那是何等的善，何等的美。
That's the unity of the spirit。
那个就是这个灵里的合一。
Brother and sister, how could a symphony orchestra achieve that unity？
弟兄姐妹，这个交响乐团是如何得着合一的呢
？Three things.
那所需要的就是三件事。
The first, they have to have the same sheet music.
那首先，他们要有的是相同的乐谱。
If without that same sheet music, it's impossible.
如果他们有的乐谱是不一样的，那是不可能得着合一的。
Secondly, they need a conductor.
第二，他们需要一个指挥。
But they also need to practice a lot.
同时他们也需要很多的练习
You have a sheet music
所以你有一份乐谱
If you have a conductor
你也有一个指挥
If you commit yourself to unity
如果你把自己就交托给合一
You will achieve that unity
你就一定会得着这个合一
No matter how different you are among yourself
那不论你们彼此之间有多么的不同
Let's look at verse 2 and verse 3, see how we actually enter into this unity.
那让我们现在来看第二节和第三节，让我们如何能够进入到这个合一。
It's like the precious oil upon the head coming down upon the bier, even Aaron's bier coming down upon the edge of the robes.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
So this is a picture of the anointing of great high priest Aaron.
所以这就是描绘了一幅来这个高摩大祭司亚伦的图画。
And a high priest is vessel of unity.
所以大祭司就是这个合一的器皿。
A high priest unites the people of God with God himself.
那大祭司能够让神的子民和神之间来合一。
Without the unity between God and his people,There will be no unity among God's people.
如果神和他的子民之间没有合一的话，在神的子民彼此之间也没有合一。
And great the high priest on the day of atonement brought blood into the holy and of holies, sprinkled the mercy seat with that blood.
在赎罪日这一天，大祭司就要带着血经过幔子进入这个至圣所，并把血洒在施恩座上。
By the work of high priest, the unity between God and his people was achieved.
那借着大祭司的工作，神和他子民之间的这个合一就能够得成。
We thank the Lord, we have a great high priest in Christ Jesus.
我们感谢主，我们有一位大祭司，就是主耶稣基督。
Who entered the Holy of Holies through the curtain.
他从幔子经过，来到至圣所。
He opened for us.A new and living way through which we can come to the mercy seat with confidence.
为我们开了一条又新又活的路，让我们坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前。
He's not only our merciful and faithful high priest.
他不仅是我们慈悲忠信的大祭司。
But he is also a great. He also entered, passed through the heavens and has taken his seat at the right hand of the Father.
也是一位升入高天并已经坐在神宝座右边的大祭司。
And he can sympathize with our weakness, is constantly interceding for us.
他能体恤我们的软弱并不住地为我们代祷。
Brothers and sisters, the high priest is the foundation of our unity.
弟兄姐妹，大祭司是我们合一的根基。
Brothers and sisters, often we think about unity, we think about differences.
弟兄姐妹，当我们讲到合一的时候，我们常常想到的是不同。
But that's not the way Psalm 133 about.
但这不是诗篇133篇所讲的那条道路。
Psalm 133 show us the base, the foundation of our unity is the high priest.
诗篇133篇让我们看到我们合一的这个根基是我们的大祭司。
How do we experience this unity?
那我们如何能够来经历这个合一呢
？The precious oil was coming down from upon the head.
那贵重的油要浇在亚伦的头。
And that oil will come to the beard.
这个油要流到胡须。
All the way to the edge of the robes.
又要流到他的衣襟。
The unity of the Spirit can be achieved when the precious oil reaches and coming down to the edge of the robes.
那这个灵里的合一能够借此而经历，就是当这个油浇到头上并流到衣襟。
So we may ask, will there be enough precious oil?
所以我们要问的就是这个油够不够用呢？
I'm at the edge of the robes.
因为我是在这个衣襟了已经。
Brothers and sisters, we do not have to worry because Father gave the high priest precious oil without measure.
弟兄姐妹，我们不需要担忧，因为父所赐给大祭司的那个膏油是不可测量的。
The issue is not whether there will be enough precious oil.
这个问题不在于有没有足够的膏油。
The issue is whether you and I are connected to the head.
这问题在于你和我是否是连于元首。
As long as we're connected to the head,
只要我们是连于元首的。
If you just wait upon the anointing,
那我们来等候这个膏抹。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit will reach you.
这个圣灵的恩膏就要降到你。
Brothers and sisters, over the past 20 months, we need to come to the Lord and think about.Am I connected to the head still?
弟兄姐妹，在过去的二十个月当中，我们需要来思考的就是我们是否还是连于元首的。
Are we still connected to the head?
我们是否仍是连于元首的？
Because that is the critical question for unity.
因为这是关乎合一的一个最重要的问题。
If we're not connected to the head, it is impossible to achieve unity.
如果我们不是连于元首的，那我们彼此之间没有办法达成合一。
We don't even have to try.
我们甚至不需要尝试。
Brother and sister, that is the critical issue. It's not about our differences.
弟兄姐妹，这才是那至关重要的问题，而不在于我们之间有多么的不同。
It is whether we're all connected to the head.
而是关于我们是否是连于元首的。
So as we can consider this matter of unity, we need to return to the head.
所以当我们要来思想合一的问题时，我们先要回到这个元首。
If we return to the Lord will return to us.
如果我们转向主，主就转向我们。
No matter where we are today.
无论我们今天是在何处。
Maybe we are farther away from the Lord after 20 months.
也许二十个月之后，我们离主已经很远了。
As long as you return to the Lord, even now, if you return to the Lord now, the Lord will return to you.
即使在现在，只要你转向主，主就会转向你。
Even now, at the moment, at a single moment, if you return to the Lord will return to you.
就是在现在，就在此刻，只要你转向主，主就会转向你。
And you are connected to the head.
你就又能连于元首。
So, brother and sister, this is how we enter into unity.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们得以进入合一的路。
Set aside our differences for now.
现在把我们的不同放在一边。
Ask this critical question: Am I connected to the head?
来问这样一个至关重要的问题：我是否与元首相连的
？If I'm not connected to the head, now return to the Lord.
如果我没有与元首相连，现在就应该回转来归向主。
The Lord will return to us.
主也会回转，也会转向我们。
Then we are connected to the head.
我们就再能够与元首相连。
Then we wait upon His anointing.
然后我们就等候他的恩膏。
This precious oil is fragrant.
这个膏油是满了香气。
It was made of the fragrant spices.
它是借着这些上好的香料所做的。
And when the anointing oil reached to us,
当这个膏油能够抹到我们身上
，The Second Corinthians said, "We become a fragrance of Christ."
那哥林多后书就讲到，我们就成了基督的馨香之气。
The precious oil will turn us into a fragrance of Christ.
那这个贵重的膏油就让我们身上带着基督的馨香之气。
The fragrance of Christ.Will remove all differences.
基督的香气就会除掉一切的不同。
Brothers and sisters, for the last 20 months, we saw many, many differences.
弟兄姐妹，在过去的二十个月当中，我们看到很多的不同。
More than what we saw in the past, maybe 4 or 5 years.
可能多于在过去的四五年当中我们所看到的。
But when we consider the unity,
但当我们来思想合一的时候，
you know, differences are not actually that important.
那这些不同没有那么重要的。
Sometimes we all felt that it's so critical.
常常我们以为这些不同是这么的重要。
But in the end, it may not matter that much.
但其实到了终了，这些不同没有那么重要。
Give you one example.
我来给大家举一个例子。
Very, very simple example.
非常简单的一个例子。
I'm not a scientist.
我并不是一个科学家。
I'm a common person.
我只是一个普通人。
I'm going to share what a common person thinks.
我就来跟大家分享一个正常人他所能想到的。
If you look at differences, there are no bigger differences between state of New York and state of Texas.
如果你要来比较不同的话，没有什么这个纽约州和德州之间的这个不同是非常大的。
From the day one.
从第一天开始
These two states took two different dramatic different approach.
那这两个州所采取的方式都是非常不同的。
Are those differences real?
这些不同是真的吗？
Yes, they are real.
是的，他们都是真的。
Are those differences matter?
这些不同关乎要紧吗？
Have you thought about that? Are those differences really matter?
你想没想过这个问题？这些不同真的这么重要吗？
It does not.
他们不是的。
Let me explain to you what a common person thinks.
让我来给大家解释一下一个正常的人他怎么想。
I take the total number of confirmed cases in state of New York, divide by total population of the state of New York, and I did the same thing for state of Texas.
Confrontation.
No.
我就把纽约州的总人口
除上他的 confirmed case 除上总人口，
除上总人口，
感染的人数除上
总
人数，
我把纽约州的这个感染的人数除上总人口，然后再把那个相比于德州的感染人数除上总人口。
In state of New York, it is 14.8%.
在纽约州是14.8%。
14.8%of population state of New York contracted COVID-19.
在纽约州有 14.8% 的人他们得了新冠。
I did the same thing for Texas. It is exactly 14.8%.
我在德州做了同样的计算，同样也是 14.8% 的人他们得了新冠。
They took dramatic different approach.
这两个州在对待事情上采取完全不同的措施。
People argue with one another, criticize one another, useVery, very strong language to criticize the other side.
那这两个州的人，他们就用非常强烈的言语来批评对方。
In the end, it's at the same 14.8%.
但到了末了，两个州的感染率都是14.8%。
Brother and sister, we may think we are very different.
弟兄姐妹，我们可能以为我们彼此非常的不同。
Now, there's no need to argue whether that, you know, the differences.
那我觉着没有必要就这个不同来彼此争论。
But important things are those differences matter.
但问题就是这个不同真的这么重要吗
？Brother and sister, when we become a fragrance of Christ, none of the differences matter.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们身上有基督的香气，没有一件这样的不同真正那么重要。
It's like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountain of Zion.
又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
The Hermon was a mountain peak.
那黑门是一个山峰。
92 hundred feet above the Mediterranean Sea.
在海拔约有9200英尺，就高于地中海。
40 miles north of Sea of Galilee.
在加利利海北约40英里。
No matter where you are in Palestine, if you look north, you see Mount Hermon.
那无论你在巴勒斯坦的哪个地方，只要你向北看，你就一定可以看到黑门山。
I know this doesn't mean much for Houstonians.
那我知道，对于我们在休斯顿的人来说，这好像没有太多的意义。
But it means a lot for people from Seattle.
但对于在西雅图的人来说，它就有很多的意义。
As long as you in Seattle, you look south.
那只要你在西雅图向南看
，you see the Mount Rainier.
你就能够看到这个雷尼尔山。
That's how high the Mount Hermon.
那这个黑门山就是这么的高。
Now Palestine is near the sea.
巴勒斯坦是在海边。
It's very very dry.
那但是它却是非常的干燥。
So from April to October, there was no rain.
所以在四月到十月之间是没有雨水的。
How can people survive the whole summer?
那人们是怎么样能够来度过整个夏天呢
？But because the moisture from the sea came over to the land.
但因为从海里的这个水汽能够来到这个地上
，rise up to high elevation.
他们就升到很高的一个地位置
，to the high of Mount Hermon.
直到黑门山上
，then condense.In copious moisture, called the dew of Hermon.
那他们就大量的凝结，就被称为黑门的甘露。
When the dew of Hermon descend upon the plain and the hill, he revitalized, reviving, refreshing the vegetation in the field.
那当这个甘露能够降到山上，降到这个平原上的时候，他们就滋润和灌溉了这些葡萄园和田野的植物。
Therefore, in Old Testament.The dew and the rain are equally important.
所以在旧约的时候，这个甘露和雨水是同样重要的。
When you see the blessing of Isaac to Jacob, the blessing mentioned about the dew.
所以当你看到这个以撒如何的来祝福雅各的时候，他就讲到了这个甘露。
And dew and rain, referring to the word of the Lord.
那甘露和这个雨水都是讲到主的话。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2.
在申命记三十二章第二节。
Let my teaching fall like rain, and my words descend like dew.
我的教训要淋漓如雨，我的言语滴落如露。
Like showers on the new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants.
如细雨降在嫩草上，如甘霖降在菜蔬中。
Brothers and sisters, now we see.How we enter into unity.
弟兄姐妹，现在我们能看到我们怎么样进入合一。
When the dew of Hermon descend upon the Mount Zion.
当黑门的甘露降在锡安山上。
Mount Zion is the prophecy for church.
那锡安山就预表了教会。
So when the dew of the Hermon, when the word of the Lord,Descend upon the church richly and abundantly, we have unity.
所以，当神的话就是西门的甘露能够丰富的降在这个这锡安山，就是教会的上面，我们就得着合一。
So we have to understand what that really means.
所以我们要明白这究竟意味着什么。
In the morning, if you stand out in your front yard, if you see dew on your grass.
那每早晨，如果你站在门前，能够看到这些草上的露水。
Is that dew new that morning?
那天早上，这个露水是新的吗
？It must be new.
它一定是新的。
I would challenge anyone to show me a dew that's old.
我挑战在座的各位，你能否找到一个露水它是旧的
？There is no dew on the grass that was not new that morning.
那每早晨这个草上的露水一定是新的。
Even after a few hours, the dew would dissipate.
那可能过了几个小时之后，这些露水慢慢的就要蒸发掉。
And the next morning, you will see the dew that is fresh in that morning.
那第二天你又看到这个草上的露水，它又是新的。
So when we say the dew of Hermon,Descend upon his church like a dew. We mean that the word of the Lord come upon his church new every morning.
所以当我们讲这个黑门的甘露降在他的教会上面的时候，我们讲的就是主的工作每早晨都新鲜的降在他的教会上。
What's the word of the Lord coming upon us new every morning?
那神的话是不是每早晨都新鲜的临到我们呢
？Brother and sister, that's not focus on our differences first.
弟兄姐妹，让我们先不要注意我们彼此之间的不同。
Let's consider whether the word of the Lord come upon me in the morning new.
我们先来思想，是否主的话每早晨都新鲜的能够临到我。
If the word of the Lord descend upon all of us new every morning, we will have unity.
如果神的话每早晨都新鲜的能够来临到我们的话，我们中间就能得着合一。
It doesn't matter about our differences.
并不关乎我们之间有多么的不同。
When that dew come upon you,
当这个露水临到你的时候，
When the dew come upon to your brothers,
当这个露水临到你的弟兄的时候，
The differences are no longer important.
我们之间的不同就不再重要。
Brother and sister, this is the way for us to enter into unity.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们得以进入合一的道路。
It's not about our differences.
并不关乎我们之间的不同。
It is about the high priest.
而是关乎于大祭司。
It is about the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
也是关乎那圣灵的恩膏。
It is about a fragrance of Christ.
也是关乎基督的馨香之气。
It is about the word of the Lord.
也是关乎主的话。
It is about the dew of Hermon.Coming down upon ourselves fresh every morning.
也就是这个西门这个黑门的甘露能够每早晨新鲜的来临到我们。
Then in the end, there is a very, very, very odd phrase.
那在这个诗篇的最后讲到了一个非常奇怪的一节。
For there the Lord commanded the blessing life forever.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
We don't think of this way. If you talk about eternal life, should we say God give us eternal life?
那可能我们自己不是这么想的。当我们讲到永生的时候，我们是不是要讲神赐给我们永生呢？
Why did David say God commanded the blessing?
那为什么大卫讲到这里的时候却说是耶和华所命定的福呢？
How can you command the eternal life?
你怎么能够来命令永生呢？
Have you thought about this?
你有没有这样想过？
Because the eternal life and unity are together.
因为这个永远的生命和合一是彼此相连的。
In this eternal life, we will be part of the bride of Christ.
那在这个永远的生命里，我们就成为这个新妇的一部分。
We are all part of the bride of Christ.
我们都是基督心腹的一部分。
How can it be possible if we do not have unity?
那我们中间如果没有合一的话，这又怎么能够得成呢？
Without the unity, it is hard to have a bride of Christ.
如果没有合一的话，是很难能够得着基督的心腹的。
The unity is the essential core of the eternal life.
那这个合一是永远的生命的核心之一。
Therefore, after the Lord have provided the high priest,
因此当主为我们提供了大祭司。
After the Lord have provided the dew of Hermon,
当主也赐给我们黑门的甘露。
Open the way for unity now.
那现在就打开这条合一的路。
The Lord commanded.The unity among his people.
神就在他的子民当中来命定了这个福，又命定了永生。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something we can take lightly.
弟兄姐妹，这不是一件我们应该轻视的事。
It's not something I can say, when I get around, I will do it.
那可能不是说等我有空的时候我再来做的事。
The Lord commanded the blessing.
因为这是神所命定的福。
So how could we respond to such a command?
那我们应该如何来回应这个命令呢？
Now we know that unity is achieved through the high priest.
那现在我们知道合一是借着大祭司得着的。
Unity is achieved through the dew of Hermon, the word of the Lord.
我们也知道合一是借着黑门的甘露，就是主的话所得着的。
Now we have this command from the Lord.
现在我们有从主来的一条命令。
Command the blessing, command the unity among his people.
就是命令了这个福，命令了在他子民当中的合一。
So how you and I respond to this?
所以你和我应该如何回应呢？
You know, the Son of the Son has Now from 120 to 134.
那这个上行式是从120首一直到134首。
Each song is built upon the song before.
那每一首诗都是基于上一首诗的根基来写的。
If we want to know how to respond to this command,
如果我们想要知道该如何回应这个命令，
the answer is in 132.
那这个答案就在诗篇132篇当中。
In 132, we see a picture of a man who loves the Lord with all his heart.
在诗篇132篇当中，我们就看到描述了一个人，他是尽心的来爱主。
He swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob.
他怎样向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿？
Surely I will not enter my house, nor lie on my bed.
他说，我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得所居。
Here we find a person who truly loved the Lord.
在这里我们找到一个真实在爱主的人。
Who determined to find a dwelling place for the Lord.
他定义要为主寻得所居。
He desired what the Lord desired.
他愿主所愿的。
Brother and sister, today, we're all very thankful.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们每个人都很感恩。
But do we desire what the Lord desired?
但我们所愿的是否是主所愿的？
The Lord desired unity among his people.
主所愿的是在他的子民当中得着合一。
Do we desire the unity among his people?
我们是否盼望在他的子民当中得着合一呢？
It is the love of Christ constrain us to obey the command of unity.
是神的爱能够激励我们，让我们来顺从这个合一的命令。
Are we willing to return to the Lord and be connected to the Lord for the church?
我们是否愿意回转向主，能够连于他的教会？
Connected to the Lord.
连于主。
Are we willing to wait upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit and become a fragrance of Christ?
我们是否愿等候这个圣灵的恩膏，也成为基督的馨香之气？
Are we yearning the fresh dew of Hermon every single day?
我们是否每早晨都渴望黑门的甘露？
Are we willing to lay down our differences and submit ourselves to the head?
我们是否愿意放下我们的不同，把自己降服在这个元首的下面？
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord open our eyes to see this prophecy, from this prophecy, the heart of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，愿我们借着这个预言能够看到主的心。
Sometimes it's hard for a child to see through the heart of parents.
有的时候让一个孩子明白父母的心是非常不容易的。
But may the Lord have mercy on us.
但愿主给我们怜悯。
Especially during the time of Thanksgiving.
特别在这个感恩的季节。
May the Lord open our eyes to see the heart of the Lord.
愿主开我们的眼，让我们能够看到他的心。
How the Lord has been grieved by disunity among his people.
神是如何因着在他子民当中的这个不和而感到担忧。
Which he has paid such a great price.
他为此而付上何等大的重价。
So if we can touch that spirit.
所以如果我们能够摸着这个灵，
Then may the love of Christ constrain us.
愿神的爱再来激励我们。
And lay down our differences.
能够放下我们的不同。
No matter how big the differences are.
无论这不同有多么的大。
It pale when the precious oil coming down upon us.
当这个高贵重的油能够淋到我们的时候，这一切都显得这么的苍白。
When the dew of Hermon descend upon his people,
当黑门的甘露能够降在他的子民身上
，richly, abundantly, ever fresh,
当是这样丰富、这样充足，并且充满新鲜的淋到他的子民
，we will be able to respond to his command of unity.
我们就能够回应他这个关于合一的命令。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, we can worship before you.
父，我们感谢你早上我们一同能够在您的脚前敬拜。
We break the bread.
我们来擘饼。
Which is your body.
就是您的身体。
Broken for us.
是为我们所裂开的。
You pay such a price to achieve the unity of the church.
你付上何等的重价，能够让教会得着合一。
You shed your blood.
你流出你的血
，Open this new and living way，
为我们开了这条又新又活的路
，To the mercy seat，
让我们能够来到这个施恩座前。
So today we are blessed people。
所以今天我们都是蒙福的人。
We can come before this table and enjoy your presence。
我们能够来到您的桌前来享受你的同在。
As we come through and read this word in Psalm 133。
当我们能够来读过诗篇133篇的时候
Father, I pray that all of us will see in your heart
父我祷告愿我们众人都能够来明白您的心
How much you desire the unity among your people
你何等盼望在您的子民当中能够有合一
May the love of Christ constrain all of us today
愿基督的爱今天能够来激励我们众人
To respond to your command of unity.
能够来回应你合一的命令。
This is your blessing.
这就是你所赐的福。
Life forever.
就是永远的生命。
In your precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。Amen.